You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Oakland Athletics. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com. I'm joined by Jane, in the midst of the winter and the wind in December, when you saw Billy Beane start to just take apart the club apart, did you think, okay, he wants to take a step back, or did you trust him enough, having seen him do this magic enough, that you thought, okay, let's just let all the pieces fall into place before making a judgment on what Billy's up to this time?
Yeah, it was definitely more the latter, because you've seen him do this a lot before. Maybe not to this extreme, aside from after, you know, the 2011 season, but, you know, you can never judge one move. You have to wait to see what comes next. And as we saw, there wasn't just one move that came after the Donaldson trade. There were several. I understand why fans were frustrated and confused. I would probably be too if I was in their position. But just knowing the way this front office works and knowing that, you know, they never bow down and say, okay, you know, we're going to take a year or two off, rebuild, put the pieces back together, and hope we can contend in a couple years. They just don't work that way. They're too competitive. They figure, you know, we're in the big leagues. Why sit back ever? You know, we're going to contend. And so they took a step back and they assessed the situation and realized that their team was in a decline. I think fans saw that, and, you know, even though, you know, they saw that, they saw Josh Donaldson, they saw Brandon Moss, they saw Jeff Samardzija, they saw all these pieces that they're thinking, well, why would you ever let them go? Except they were part of a roster that just kind of collapsed there in the second half, and the A's didn't want to wait to see if, you know, it would decline even more this year. So they really got ahead of it and took action. And I think now we're seeing, you know, that what they did kind of makes sense now. And the pieces that they have will not only help them this year, but, you know, years down the road.
And Jane, Billy Beane is not like other Beans. He's proud of that fact and changed the game in a lot of ways. But in this latest reconstruction of the Oakland A's, is there anything you learned about Billy that you didn't know before? And when people ask you, hey, what's this guy like? What is it that you tell them, this guy who's behind everything the A's have done?
I mean, you ask anyone and, they will say how smart of a guy he is. You wouldn't believe the number of speaking engagements, you know, he's asked to be a part of every week, every month. He does several a month, speaking to businesses, leadership conferences, because he's not just, you know, a great ambassador of the game for what he's done and, the growing legacy he's created for himself in baseball, but he's just a really smart businessman. And I think you're seeing a lot of those pop up over baseball now. Obviously in several organizations like the Dodgers. And Bean has kind of always been at the forefront of that. And so you can never really, you know, when he's making decisions, you have to just assume, okay, he probably knows what he's doing. Even people below him may wonder at the time, but they kind of just shut it off like, you know what, let him do what he does and we'll trust it in the end. And usually you realize, you know, why they do. So he's not going to, you know, be showing his face as much as other GMs in the game, but, I mean, he's always in the background doing something and really one of the smarter people I've ever come across.
And Jane, it seems like, from the outside looking in, that Bob Melvin might be the perfect manager for Billy in that he doesn't care who gets the credit. He's okay with the GM being the face of the franchise, that he just sees his role as trying to make the mixture of players he's given work. And obviously, I think you and I both are big fans of Bob Melvin. Why has he been a good fit for the A's?
I think it's just his demeanor, his personality. It's not an easy job working under, a front office led by Billy Beane. And I know before Melvin came in, some of the managers were maybe seen as puppets in a way. But I think Melvin is still respected, not only by Beane, but, by everyone around the game. He does have a lot of input into decisions. And I think there's a mutual respect between, Billy and Melvin, which is really, really important. And, Melvin, as I mentioned before, how just intelligent Billy is, Melvin's also very, very smart. I think he's always been a student of the game, even when he was, playing himself. And that kind of feeds off on players and just his demeanor, too. I mean, this is a guy that, as laid back and calm as he is, you saw in the second half last year, he never flinched. It's not like we saw him kind of lose control and let things spiral. He stayed the course, and I think players see that. And I don't know that I've ever, I haven't been around as long as a lot of other people, but the way these players respect him is, it seems like it's almost unmatched. I mean, they love him. They want to play well for him, because there's just that respect.
And when everything is said and done, they have an impact player at third in Brett Lowry, an impact player at second in Ben Zobrist. Ike Davis has had a great spring. Billy Butler's had a very productive career. The outfield remains largely unchanged. And there's all kinds of pitching depth that they didn't have before. As you look at the A's, how good are they?
I was a little skeptical heading into spring, but seeing them together, I would not be surprised, if they contend. They're going to contend. Whether they can win the division, that's not just going to be on them. Obviously, there's other teams in that division that are very, very good. The Angels, of course, will be right in there. And the Mariners, too, are expected to be much better this year. So whether they can hang with them, I think they will most of the way, just because of that strong pitching they have. And, they're gonna score runs. So the key for them, though, is just scoring quickly. They can't sit back and wait on that late-inning home run that they have in recent years. We saw them celebrate so many walk-offs these last couple of years, and it's because they had that power. They could, hope for that eighth or ninth inning home run. And this year, they don't have, the makeup of roster to do that. They do have to score early and often, and if they can do that, their pitching obviously is going to keep them in the game. And once they hand it over to the bullpen, it's a safe bet that they can keep that lead and get those wins. So I think they're going to be good in relation to the division. It just kind of remains to be seen.
All right. Well, we're off and running here in another season. And thank you, Jenny. Thanks for great stuff as always. We'll talk to you soon.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night, on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.